God. When you guys have time, let's turn on the light so we can see our Bibles. Hallelujah. Yep, let's get those lights on. Amen. God is good. I was going to save this this suit for next Sunday, but my husband wanted me to wear it this Sunday. So, because it was Valentine's next Sunday, I'm like, the red suit. But anyways, glory to God. Hallelujah. True. That's what he said. You can get something else, but yes, amen. Glory to God. All right, so we call this day here in America Super Bowl Sunday. Did everybody know it was Super Bowl Sunday? I did not realize it was Super Bowl Sunday this morning. Yes. So it's a little kind of underplayed this year, but is there anybody rooting for the Chiefs? Yes? No? Chiefs? Is there anybody rooting for the Buccaneers? So I had to look it up. I didn't even know who was playing. So anyways, but we're not going to keep you too long today. I know if you guys are doing anything and have to make food and stuff, but glory to God. This morning, we just read our declaration for 2021. And this morning, we're going to dive a little deeper into figuring out what the Bible says about exceeding, what the Bible says about the word exceed. We're going to do a little study. So we're going to be flipping through the Bible. So just get it out, get it real, you know, get it used to opening it and flipping it or whatever else. And then Tiana, this is a warning for you also. So I'm so glad we have good people on the computers back there, because they're doing a lot of stuff as we start preaching. But anyways, hallelujah. We're going to see what the Bible says about how to exceed, what we need to do to exceed, what that should look like in our life. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, thank you, Lord, for this time to open up your word, that you have something for each one of us today, that we are not here just as a social club, but Father God, we are here for your anointed word, that we are here for the presence of God, that we are here to worship you, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for always meeting us here. Thank you, Lord, for speaking into our lives. And we do receive this by faith right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. All right. Let's go into Ephesians 1:19. We're going to go to Ephesians 1:19. As you guys flip to that first verse, I have a funny story, which some of you might have already heard it. Sometimes in life, it doesn't feel like we're exceeding. Sometimes there's things that happen and we find ourselves in a pit, or we find ourselves down on the floor and we're trying to get up and trying to work this out at work or whatnot or with a family or whatever. Sometimes it feels like we are not exceeding. So I have a little story for you. A group of frogs were traveling. In the forest, when suddenly two of them fell into a deep pit. All the other frogs gathered around the pit. When they saw how deep the pit was, they told the two frogs in the hole, for practical purposes, they were taken for dead. We can't get you out. They're yelling inside that hole. We can't get you out. You're going to have to just die there. There's nothing that we can do, nothing else that we can do for you. All right. The two frogs ignored the comments of their friends. How many would ignore that comment? It's not up to you if I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to try to get out. All right. The two frogs ignored the comments of their friends and kept trying to jump out of the pit with all of their might. The others continued to insist that their efforts were futile. Finally, one of the frogs took heed to what they were saying and gave up. She collapsed dead. Aw, poor frog. The other frog continued to jump as hard as he could. Once again, the crowd of frogs yelled and beckoned him, "Stop suffering, because simply you're just going to have to die down there. There's nothing, you're not making it. There's nothing we can do." It was vain to keep fighting. But the frog jumped and jumped with increased force until he managed to get out of the hole. Yay, little frog. Woohoo. Good job. When he came out, the other frog said, "We are glad that you made it despite what we were screaming." The frog explained to them that he was deaf. And he thought they were encouraging him to get out of the hole. So sometimes we just need to, whatever's coming our way, just need to give a deaf ear to those negative things and believe that what we know inside of the word and do those things, because nothing is impossible For him that believes. Amen. Glory to God. Okay, let's get into this. Ephesians 1:19. All right. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's so much in that. I'm going to read it one more time. And what is the exceeding, there's our word, what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us? Can you say toward me? Toward me. Hallelujah. The exceeding greatness of his power toward me. Glory to God. According to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I'm going to just break this down just a little bit. The word exceeding in the Greek is pronounced huperbalo. A compound of the word hooper and balo. So hooper actually describes something that is above and beyond. Okay, sometimes it's nice to really look at what God is trying to tell us in these words, because sometimes things are lost in translation to the English language, and we need to get back to what the Bible is really trying to tell us when we read verses like this, especially if it's a familiar verse that we've read over and over again. We need to really see what God's telling us through this. Hooper, balo. Hooper describes above and beyond anything else. Above and beyond anything else. The word balo means to throw or hurl. We get our word ball. Get our word ball from that, to throw or hurl. So hooper balo. However, when these words are used in conjunction with each other, together they describe the idea of overshooting the goal. He put so much energy into what was into it that when he pulls back and the bow and releases the arrow, that's another way to think of it, okay? He overshoots, overreaches, surpasses, and eclipses his goal, all right? So this is what this means when we read this word exceed. So when we say this word exceed throughout this year and this morning, we are knowing that we're going to overreach any goals that we have in our life. And we've already started that. Glory to God. With doing these letters of love, we are exceeding it. Hallelujah. We're overreaching what needed to happen. We are surpassing. We are surpassing those little things. And like Miss Lisa was saying this morning of how she got her paperback of the donations and her tithe and offering tax report. And it was double. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. We also set a goal for each year. So we need to look at ours. We haven't got it all out yet. But hallelujah. We overreach. We surpass. We eclipse our goals. And that's what we're going to do this year. Amen. Hallelujah. So what is the exceeding? The next word is greatness. What is the exceeding greatness? The word greatness in the Greek is methagos, a word from mega, which means great. We also use this here in the English language. It's mega. It's great. It is better translated, though, as the word vast. Hallelujah. I love that. It's better translated as vast. This means that the power Paul is describing here is boundless. Glory to God. Immense. Limitless. Measureless. It is vast. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we are surpassing with great vastness. We are surpassing. It's not just little surpassing like this. It is limitless. It is immensely surpassing our goals. Amen. All right. So what is the exceeding greatness of his power? Let's look at that word here for a second. The word power is from the Greek word dunamis, which we know is throughout the Bible, and we've researched that word several times, dunamis. We also get our word dynamite, but I want to get into this a little bit more, which describes power or ability. The power or ability of God. He is able. Amen? He has the ability. Very often in classic Greek in the Old Testament, the word dunamis we also use to depict the assembled forces of an army combined with strength, enabling an army. That is power, enabling an army. Also, to achieve unrivaled victories. This is the word that they use to describe those things. This is the same word that we have here in our verse in Ephesians. What is the exceeding greatness of his power? Hallelujah. Glory to God. This says these troops were so strong that they simply could not be resisted. In addition, we find that the classic Greek, that dunamis can also be described as power that is inherent to a certain aspect of nature. You hear this also in nature. So it can be compared to the power of a hurricane. When they talk about a hurricane's power, they use this dunamis word. The power of a hurricane, power so mighty that is impossible to resist. Hallelujah. This is what it is saying. This is what Apostle Paul was saying to us. This is what the Holy Spirit is saying to us this morning. What is exceeding, surpassing, amen. What is the overreaching? What is the greatness? What is the boundless, limitless, immense measure? What is of his power? Of his power. The power that can't be resisted. Amen. Hallelujah. To us word. Can you say to me? To me? Point to yourself. This is talking to you. This is talking to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So when Paul uses these three words to describe the power of God that works in us, it says hyperbolo, methagos, dunamis, he was piling on image after image after image to try to get something across. Amen? Image to show how overshooting, how irresistible is the power that works in us who believes. This is the power. It's so mighty that neither can be measured nor resisted. There's simply no human power in existence to compare it to. Hallelujah. And that's why in this verse, the only thing that he could compare it to was when Jesus was raised from the dead. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. God is able. Our verse of the year is also in Ephesians, and it's Ephesians 3:20. So if you see our little Exceed logo and different things happening, you'll see Ephesians 3:20. And so we are going to, as a church, be focusing on this verse also throughout the year and just having it in our hearts, within us, and the Holy Spirit brings that up to our remembrance. Amen. Glory to God. All right, Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who is able. So him is God, amen, it's capitalized down. Now to him who is able. How many knows that we just read that he is able, amen? Now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in who? In who? It works in us. Sometimes we have a thought that somehow this is just God's power. He works through us. He works through these earthen vessels. We are here on earth doing his work. He is working through us. We carry this to be able to share it with a world that needs this. Amen? Glory to God. If you can pull that up in the Amplified, please. I really love how the Amplified reads this. Amen. Now to him who, by in consequence of the actions of his power that is at work within us, is able to carry out his purpose and do super abundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, and dreams. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we give God glory? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We praise your mighty name. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God, for your words for us being spoken this morning. Thank you, Jesus. We do receive them. Hallelujah. Praise your mighty name. Hallelujah. In this verse, there is one thing that needs to happen before any of this can happen. We need to actually have desires. We need to have prayers of our hearts. We need to have desires. We need to have thoughts. We need to have hopes. We need to have dreams in our life. If we don't have those things, if somehow Satan has told us, oh, you don't, you know, you're not good enough to actually be thinking that. It will never happen to you, just like the little frog story. If we pay attention to those things, then Satan has stolen something from us that God, that Jesus died on the cross and was raised again to give us. Amen. Hallelujah. So what are our prayers? What are our desires? What are our thoughts? What are our dreams? We need to get those things written down. We need to set some goals in our life. If we don't set the goals in our life, how are we supposed to exceed them? If they are not in front of us, how are we supposed to do something and exceed something that God is telling us to do, but we don't have any goals? We don't have anything to shoot for. So we need to be figuring that out. Talk with your spouse. Talk to the Lord. Say, okay, Lord, what am I need to be focusing on? Where do I need to be going in life? Life shouldn't be just coming at you and then you're just putting out the fires here, putting out the fires there and going this way and that way. We are God, hallelujah, through us in our life because God is first in our life. We and God in us shows us where to go. And that's where we go. Not the enemy, not anything else coming to distract us this way or that way. We keep on working. We keep on moving. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to read that one more time. Now that we have some kind of idea, maybe put an idea in your head of a desire, maybe of even a hope. Maybe get something in your heart. Now to him who, by in consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us, is able, hallelujah, to carry out his purpose and do super abundantly far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, and dreams. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to open up the Bible and we're going to look into some different things. I actually did a word study on the word exceed, exceedingly, exceeded, any of those types of words. I went through the Bible and this is definitely not all of them, but I tried to group the ones that I kept on seeing over and over again. So we're just going to go through here and we're going to see what the Bible says about exceed. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, let's first start off with 2 Corinthians 9:14. And by their prayers for you, which long after you, for the exceeding grace of God in you. Exceeding grace. Exceeding grace. So one thing that needs to be exceeding in our life needs to be the grace of God. Hallelujah. Needs to be the grace of God. Hallelujah. On our life and through our life. That means we show grace and mercy to people around us. Amen. It needs to be exceeding. Hallelujah. All right. Also, Ephesians 2:7-8, and I'm just going to kind of put this one with this, that the exceeding grace of God was shown toward us. It says that in this age to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace, in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, that we get to partake of this exceeding grace in our life and get to make Jesus Savior of our life. Amen. All right, hallelujah. Some things that we might be having a hope or desire for is maybe buildings or lands. Maybe that's something. Are we supposed to be exceeding in those kind of things? There's one scripture here. I really liked it. It's just kind of short here, but 2 Chronicles 17:12. 2 Chronicles 17:12. And Jehoshaphat waxed exceeding great, exceedingly great, and he built in Judah castles and storehouses. If you're wanting to build something, maybe you're in construction, I don't know, but this is Jehoshaphat waxed exceedingly great. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, let's go down to Genesis 17:6. Genesis 17:6, and I will make thee exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. Sometimes we are desiring, our highest prayer is to have a family. Sometimes it's those things that are deep down inside of us that we need to find a scripture for, and we need to know the word of God concerning that. And this is one of them. I will make thee exceedingly fruitful. Glory to God. Maybe it's not you personally. Maybe it's somebody in your family that we need to be talking to them, giving them the word of God on the subject of this. Hallelujah. We are fruitful. Hallelujah. We're going to be exceedingly fruitful. Glory to God. Psalms 105:24. And he made his people. Are we his people? We're his people, exceedingly fruitful, hallelujah, and made them mightier than their oppressors. Glory to God, hallelujah. We need to be praying that over our lives, amen. Let's go to Psalms 119:138. Glory to God, God is faithful. Thou hast appointed thy testimonies, righteousness, and exceeding faithful. That one says very faithful. Another translation, and some of these are different translations, and I should have put each one on there. But thou hast appointed thy testimonies, righteous, and exceeding faithful. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are going to see the exceeding faithfulness of God in our life. Hallelujah. That God is faithful every single time. He never fails. Why do we always get in these situations that we think, you know, oh, something's going to happen and God's not going to come through? Why do we think that? Because God comes through for us. Hallelujah. He is faithful. Let's get down to Genesis 13:2. And there's so many concerning this one I put under exceeding financially. I only wrote one because I want to kind of go over these different ones that we have here, so I'm not going to spend too much time, and thank God we get some good word concerning that. But if there's something in your life that you have a hope and a dream, maybe in your savings account, maybe you're giving, maybe different things, we need to be putting that up there, maybe to pay off debt this year. Whatever that might be in your life, we need to set those goals so that God can exceed them. Amen? All right, Genesis 13:2. And Abram is exceedingly wealthy in cattle, in silver, and in gold. Hallelujah. And we can just replace our name there. As we go through these scriptures, say, Lord, I am exceedingly wealthy in cattle, in silver, and in gold, or whatever else that you need to put there in your life. Amen. Maybe not necessarily cattle, but glory to God, for some people it will be. But whatever is in your heart that God is telling you, hallelujah. Maybe it's business deals. Maybe it's whatever it might be, hallelujah. Financially, we will be exceeding in 2021 financially, hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I really like this one. Okay, let's go to 1 Chronicles 22:5. And I put this together under giving offerings, that we are going to exceed in giving offerings. In our giving, it can be to other things too. We did the Kicks for Kids at Christmas time. We exceeded in that, glory to God. We did the foster care at Christmas time, and we far exceeded in that. Hallelujah. So in our giving, we're going to exceed. 1 Chronicles 22:5. And David said, Solomon, my son, is young and tender, and the house that is to be built for the Lord must be exceeding magnifical. And I love that word magnifical. There was a little study that they had done, magnifical, but those two words together are amazing to me because it puts it at this idea of so majestic, so amazing, exceeding magnifical, of fame and of glory throughout all countries. I will therefore now make participation for it. So David prepared abundantly before his death. He prepared. He prepared in the things that he was going to do for the house of the Lord, for building the temple of the Lord. The Lord had told him it wasn't going to be in his day, but his son was actually going to build the temple. So he started to prepare. Amen. Preparing for things is a good thing. Amen. Especially when the Lord is telling you, you need to set this much aside, put in your savings, because there's going to be an opportunity that you need to be able to give. Amen. And that's what David did. Let's go to Matthew 26:7. Our giving can also be time. It can be with different resources. That's giving also. And I do know that it would be nice to maybe have a couple more people on the clean team that can come in and help out. This is a very big facility, especially when you start to vacuum and you're like, woo, it's a lot bigger than I thought it was. And so more hands always makes light work. So anyways, Matthew 26:17. But that is also giving, amen. And there came unto him, this is Jesus, a woman having an alabaster. Matthew 26:7, am I reading the right one? Okay, 26:7. There came unto him having an alabaster bottle of exceeding precious ointment, and she poured it upon his head. 26:7? Oh, I said 17. I'm so sorry. Okay, 26:7. Thank you. Is that why I wasn't up there? I was trying to figure out what the disconnect was. We found it. We're good. Okay, let's start at the top again. Who was saying rewind on Wednesday? Was it you, Pastor Ricky? Saying, okay, we need... I forget. All right. 26:7. There came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of precious ointment and poured it on his head. This one says, exceeding precious ointment. There came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of exceeding precious ointment, and she poured it upon his head as he sat at meat. Hallelujah. Exceeding precious ointment. She gave that to the Lord. She poured that on the Lord Jesus. Amen. What do we have? What are our abilities? What are things that we can be giving in that aspect to bless the Lord, to bless his church, to help his people? Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 4:7. Oh, know what? Go down to 2 Corinthians 4:17. Sorry, that is a 17 down there. 2 Corinthians 4:17. God's exceeding greatness. Hallelujah. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us as far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, that there's an exceeding glory. It worketh for us a far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory. These things of this world, they're going to pass away. Amen. Hallelujah. But there is an exceeding eternal weight of glory that we keep our eyes focused on. I'm going to read one more and then I'll do that at the end. Revelations 19:7. exceeding greatness. Hallelujah. Let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad, and let us give the glory unto him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. Hallelujah. That is going to be one exceeding day. That's going to be a surpassing day. That's going to be an exciting day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go into joy and gladness. Joy and gladness. This actually had a lot of the word exceeding when I went through. And I wrote down four, but there was quite a few more. That joy and gladness, usually, most of the time from what I could see, was paired up with exceeding. Psalms 21:6. That was really interesting to see almost all the ones with joy and gladness were paired up with exceeding. So it shouldn't just be a little half smile. This is exceeding joy. Amen. Psalms 21:6. There we go. For thou hast made him most blessed forever. Thou hast made him exceedingly glad with thy countenance. That means your face, your countenance. What does somebody look like? We should be showing the world that we are glad. Amen. Let's go down to Psalm 68:3. All right, this one's going to be talking about you guys here. But let the righteous be glad. Amen. Do we have some glad people in here? We are glad. Amen. Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Exceedingly rejoice. That's what we do here. Amen. We exceedingly rejoice. Amen. Let's go down to Psalms 43:4. Then I will go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp I will praise him, O God, my God. Sometimes we just need to get in the Word. If you're having some trouble with joy or exceeding joy, if there's some depression happening in you or your household or whatever, you need to break that. You need to get into the Word. Just start speaking out some of these scriptures and speak it out until that your mind starts lining up to what your spirit is saying and knowing, and it changes the atmosphere. Amen? It changes things. Hallelujah. Let's go to 1 Peter 4:13. But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering. We're partakers of Christ, amen? That when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. Hallelujah. If we just think about what Jesus has done for us, what Jesus took to the cross for us, that he raised again on the third day, it should bubble up inside of you, amen, that joy. Glory to God. Let's go. We're going to start looking at love. When I started looking at exceeding, there were several in the category of love. Amen. Let's go to Ephesians 3:19. How many knows that God is exceedingly loving? Woo, glory to God for that. To know also the love of the Christ that is exceeding the knowledge. Now, this is a different kind of translation, so I'm so sorry. That ye may be filled with all the fullness of God. Hallelujah. I'm going to read the one that's up here. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. That word passes there can be translated as exceeding. The love of Christ exceeds our own knowledge, our own comprehension, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Glory to God. Amen. Let's go to 1 Timothy 1:14. And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love, which are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. If it was in Christ Jesus, it can be in our life too. Amen. It should be in our life. And we will be walking in exceeding love toward people in our life, toward our family, toward our bosses, toward the special person that you always have one in a job, you know, that kind of that one. Yes, we can exceeding love toward those people. Amen. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians 3:12. And this scripture definitely reiterates that. 1 Thessalonians 3:12. But you, may the Lord make to exceed and abound in love toward one another. Abounding in love. Abounding, exceeding, abounding in love toward one another and toward all, even as we also toward you. So this is a verse that we see on the inside of us, but also toward other people. Amen. Glory to God. All right, 1 Thessalonians 5:13. Also, with exceeding love, 1 Thessalonians 5:13. And to esteem them exceedingly high in love for their work's sake, be at peace among yourselves. How many knows if we just all walk in love, if we just all be kind, if we just all think about someone else, it would be a really peaceful environment. A really peaceful environment. If we kind of take someone else's, oh, okay, well, they like this, so I'm just going to set it up. I'm just, in my head, I'm thinking, okay, so at work, so instead of just grabbing stuff and going, hey, I know that the person right behind me likes it like this, I'm just going to put it back like that for them. Little things like that, that show the love of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's go into 2 Chronicles 11:12. I found scriptures pertaining to exceeding, pertaining to protection and to be strong. There was actually several of them. I'm only going to go through two, 2 Chronicles 11:12. And in every several city, he put shields and spears and made them exceeding strong, having Judah and Benjamin on his side. So God can give you exceeding strength. Exceeding strength. We can be exceedingly strong in what we need to do. Let's go down to Psalms 105:24. We already read this one earlier, and this one was with fruitful. But if you're there, we'll just do it one more time. And he made his people exceedingly fruitful and made them mightier. That was that word mightier. The first one we did fruitful, but mightier than their oppressors. We can be mightier than our oppressors. Hallelujah. Concerning praise and worship, 2 Corinthians 20:19. 2 Chronicles 20:19. I think I said Corinthians. 2 Chronicles 20:19. And the Levites of the son of the Kohathites, and of the sons of the Korahites, stood up to praise Jehovah, the God of Israel, with an exceeding loud voice. Hallelujah. So they were praising God with exceeding loud voice. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You guys doing okay? Is it a little warm in here? Is everybody's all right? Everybody's not freezing today? Okay. Let's go into wisdom and understanding. Pastor Ricky's falling asleep. Okay, he was just playing. All right. Wisdom and understanding. Let's go into 1 Kings 4:29. There was several scriptures on this, and it can go so many different ways. I'm just going to briefly go over a few here. Wisdom and understanding. Glory to God, we know in James 1:5, ask for wisdom and I will give it to you liberally. So that word liberally, hallelujah, we can ask and he's going to give more than enough. 1 Kings 4:29. All right. And God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceedingly much and largeness of heart, even as he as the sand that is on the seashore. Can you think about the exceeding abundance that God can give us concerning wisdom and understanding, being like the sand of the seashore? That's how much wisdom is out there that we can apply to our life, that we can ask God for. Wow. Hallelujah. 1 Kings 10:7. This is also concerning King Solomon. And the Queen of Sheba had heard about all of his wealth and his wisdom. And so she wanted to go see for herself. So this is right in the middle of that story. 1 Kings 10:7. I did not believe the report until I came and saw it with my own eyes. Behold, the half of it was not told to me. You exceed in wisdom and prosperity the report which I heard. It exceeded even what she had heard. Hallelujah. Are people saying that about us? Like, wow, I heard that he was really a wise person, that everything he gets into, all of his investments and different things, that he's just really wise about what he does with his life. And I mean, can you really see that? Can you kind of apply these things to your life that God has for us? Amen. All right, let's go to Genesis 15:1. Hallelujah. God is good. Genesis 15:1. And these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Exceeding great reward. Exceeding great reward. He is our shield and our exceeding great reward. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to Matthew 5:12. Matthew 5:12, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecute thy the prophets which were before you. If you're feeling a little bit of persecution, and maybe in your job or whatnot, here in America, it's even hard to call that persecution, because I know other countries, they really deal with persecution on a whole nother level. But even in your job and in your life, if you're dealing with persecution, we can rejoice and we can be exceedingly glad, for great is our reward. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. There's one more thing I want to do here as we close. Let's go to Philippians 3:12. As you guys are turning there was also a story of a donkey that fell in a hole. And so the farmer went over and was trying to figure out how to get the donkey out of the ditch, how to get the donkey out of the hole. And he's like, well, the donkey's really old. You know what? It's just time. And he got a shovel and started to try to bury the donkey, because he's like, well, there's no way that I can get him out. He's too heavy. I don't have the right equipment. And he's really old anyway, so started to bury the donkey. Well, he's digging and he's putting it in the hole there, and then all of a sudden he turns around and the donkey's right behind him. What happened was the dirt was falling on the donkey. He would just shake it off and start stepping on it, and there he was. He stood up again. But that's like us, amen? When things start to try to pile on top of us or whatnot, that we don't have to. We just shake it off. We just step right up, and then soon we are on our way. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Philippians 3:12. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ. Okay, let's go to the next one. We're kind of reading down here a little bit. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. He's telling him he's had some apprehensions in his life, all right? He's telling us that. But he's telling us what he's doing. And we need to take this morning saying that, what can we do? What are we supposed to be doing? But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We can just stop right there. We are reaching. We're going to dare to reach for those things that God has placed in our heart to do. For those ministries, for those outreaches. Amen. Father God, we just come to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your word this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, for your exceeding greatness of your power that is working in our life, that is in us, that is going through us and reaching a hurting and lost and devastated and depressed and in debt world, Father God. That we know the answer. We have the hope, Father God, and we have your exceeding greatness, your power on the inside of us, ready to change things. Thank you, Lord, for those things in our own life, that we are going to exceed those things, that we're going to exceed in your love, in your kindness, in your grace, in your mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, show us how we need to do that. Show us how to get that from the inside to the outside, how to portray the love of God to people around us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. As everybody's heads are bowed, if you do not know Jesus as Lord, please raise your hand. I want to introduce you to him. And the exceeding greatness that we've been talking about. If that is you, then raise your hand. Hallelujah. So, Father God, thank you, Lord, for this wonderful time that we've had in your word, just feeding on your word and building our faith. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. All right.